before we get too far in, I didn't want to neglect to, to bring
all,
that up.
I read all of that in the regulations.
Okay.
So I was wondering when we'd have to have go through that portion.
Yeah.
Yeah, have the fire, they come out and inspect, correct?
At some point, they'll have some requirements as far as fire suppression. So that's okay. The big thing is I didn't want to get too far into this
okay.
and not have, you know, touch base with them.
Anybody else? We'll see you, Bob. You got a date?
September 12th.
Okay.
September 12th, 6 o'clock.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Arnold's LLC.
And on this one, kind of the same thing. I've just got some aerial photography showing the property at 2944 State Highway T. And here's the property in question. We'll zoom in here.
What are we wanting to do at this location?
All I'm wanting to do is I sell storm shelters.
I'm sorry, Bob wasn't finished. I was asking.
No, you're fine. You're fine, because that's all I've got.
Okay, now go ahead.
Okay, I sell storm shelters, above ground storm shelters. So I'm just wanting to put a display of two of my shelters right on T Highway as close as I can get to the road. Pretty much I just want to pour an 8 by 14 foot concrete pad to be able to place them. I'm not going to bolt them down. I just want to be able to set them out there and then put a sign there. And then I'll have a small...
Where's this located at?
It's 3 miles down T Highway.
It's
just before you get to Sunset Inn, right?
Sunset Inn is actually 4. This is... So it's a mile past the fire station.
You back up there to T10, you could probably get a lot of business. Yeah, that's where the tornado went through.
Is your parcel within a subdivision?
No, it is not. Okay. I'm right on the edge of Huntington Green, but I'm not part of them.
Are you going to be manufacturing your shelter there?
Or? No, they're manufactured in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got a shop in Hollister now. I'm just wanting to move over. Most of my business has been online, so.
Sure. So the shop goes away and you're going to operate out of the home?
Yes.
Is there any other changes, like the driveway or any other physical changes that you have to make?
I do want to add just a gravel parking right on. I've got a gravel driveway, so I'm wanting to bring that this in. Approximately 30 feet to put in some gravel there to build a park.
Okay, yeah.
Do you, I got a question on your sign size and kind of where you're going to put it and relationship to the.
I was planning on putting the pad right here, and then I was going to go ahead and put the sign just next to it in between that and the roadway. There's a fence right along that property line. And looking to do a 5 feet wide by 7 feet tall. I mean, I could do less if that's going to be an issue, but.
Is the state involved with that?
The size don't concern me as much as placement, where, as far as site distance, Huntington, and also your own drive. People pulling in and out, just making sure the placement of the sign doesn't create a problem.
Yeah, I was pretty much going to split it in between the corner of my property here and then the driveway. So
probably that pole.
Right in
there's a power pole right there.
Yeah.
And that's a power pole, is it?
That is a power pole.
Well, if you put it out there, you might be in their easement.
That's so, what I was going to ask. Yeah. With being it not having not anything bolted down, as far as the storm shelters, I'll be able to move those if necessary. But
that Empire or White River, do you know?
It's White River.
White River. I'd run it by them.
Yeah.
Talk to them before I did anything, really.
Okay.
As long as it don't impede getting to the where they might need to get to work on something, why they're usually very agreeable.
Okay.
How far do you think that sign's going to be set back from the edge of the road? And they're just guessing on that.
From the edge of the road?
It's hard for me to make out how far that's going to be.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it'd have to be on your property. It couldn't be on MoDOT road. Yeah,
right. No, it'd be on my property. It'd be from the edge of the road at least probably 10 to 12 feet.
So that should get you off the...
From your road or the state?
From the state.
I'd still be on the state right away.
35, 40 feet.
Yeah, I'd say your power poles are on private, so you're...
Yeah, you're 40, 50 feet from the southern.
So you're...
Center.
So if you put it in anywhere in that area, you'll be okay.
I wouldn't go past that pole.
And you got a fence out there too?
Yeah, it is fenced.
Yeah, I can see the fence.
Stay inside the fence. If you stay inside the fence, you should be fine. If you go outside that fence, you're in private trouble. There's MoDOT.
No, yeah.
And they will take your signs down.
Yeah,
they'll
just take it. Yeah. I know for a fact. Anyway, let's move on.
What was the picture you brought?
It's just kind of a site of what I was planning with the place of my home and the gravel and the pad. Oh. And then that's where I was planning on putting the sign.
I like Randy's concern. He just wants to make sure your line of sight coming out of your driveway and at Huntington Road.
Okay.
That sign's not blocking the line of sight. You know, when people okay. entering the highway.
Right. Okay. That's it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Anybody else got any questions? Nope. We'll see you September
12th.
12th. 6 o'clock.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Bob, we got any old or new business that we need to talk about?
What's the feeling on Bear Creek Farms?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Talk about Bear Creek. We have done them before. If there's not anything that further that we need to know from the owner, we traditionally do it with the representative here.
Well, this is a regular meeting, not a public hearing, so I don't see nothing wrong. So.
Unless there's somebody on the commission here that feels like they have more questions they need to ask him or more information. If you have enough information to make a decision, well, I feel like we could make a decision. It's been done both ways over the years.
Well, I've seen both, too. Yeah.
And we made him sit 3.5 hours.
I'm fine. And all he's trying to do is get where his neighbor's not going to be. Happy.
Yeah. This is.
There's other issues to that.
There's other issues not readily apparent to this project that we won't talk about. But
so
if you don't have a problem with the project, well, then we could go ahead.
Yeah. Everybody okay with what he's trying to do out there?
We need a motion and go ahead.
Yeah.
Somebody want to make a motion to approve it or disapprove it?
Can we read through all the stipulations first?
Well, lad, he would have to agree to them.
Is there an
8 and 9
or
just 8?
Is there a
record? Okay, go back.
Okay.
Bob, read all of them, would you please, for everybody?
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I was reading them. I just
want to tell you. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 2016-19, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, this, and I wasn't certain on this one, so this Division 3 permit commercial designation shall encompass strictly the area of the property in question containing the barn structure, currently known as the Bear Creek Farms Farm Store. Third, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Planning Department shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development, including the farm store. Six, prior to the issuance of a Division 2 permit, the applicant shall first present an on-site wastewater treatment permit. Seven, prior to the issuance of a Division 2 certificate of conformance, the developer shall first present a final inspection from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Planning Department office if applicable. And eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
So it basically just pertains to his barn structure and it doesn't involve what he's doing with the orchard or any of the other.
That was my thought. Just to
That's all it needs to really to pertain to anyway.
I was just looking at the pictures of it here. I agree with that.
Is that where he has the dinners? Is in the barn?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, there's only one building there.
Yeah, it's a nice building.
I make a motion that we pass this to Everett.
Somebody want a second?
Second.
In favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Randy, what's his name? Randy Hayes.
Hey, hey,
old,
hey.
Old neighbor, how are you?
I don't know you.
I remember that next time you had a flat and you borrow Jack. I tell you, go down and get one from your neighbor, Randy, or Rob.
Is that all the business we have this evening,
gentlemen? Is that anything old or news that we need to present? Oh, Bob, you would like, we're still on, no, ain't we?
Yeah.
You might want to shut that down before.
I make a motion
that
we dismiss.
You make a motion that we adjourn?
Adjourn, I'm sorry.
Somebody second?
I second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
We're going to adjourn.